This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it carried out another round of airstrikes on Sunday against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel at facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden. It's the second time he's ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since he took office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February, that time in response to rocket attacks in Iraq. The Pentagon said in a statement, as demonstrated by this evening's strikes, President Biden has been clear that he will act to protect U.S. personnel. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida said Sunday the death toll from the collapse of a beachfront condominium has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue. Scores of rescue workers remain on the massive pile of rubble, still hoping to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain missing. 4 days after Thursday's collapse, authorities and loved ones fear the death toll will go much higher. Dozens of families await word on the fate of their loved ones. The atmosphere inside a hotel ballroom where around 200 family members were briefed by authorities on Saturday was tense, according to Associated Press. Families frustrated with the slow pace of recovery efforts demand that they be allowed to go to the scene. Families are not among rescue workers because of the dangers involved. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, has said they are short on luck, but not on resources. You're listening to VOA News. Communities in the United States Pacific Northwest region are suffering a historic heat wave. Oregon's largest city broke its all-time heat record on Saturday and could beat the new mark on Sunday. Portland has reached 42 degrees Celsius or 108 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the National Weather Service. Stores have sold out of portable air conditioners and fans. City governments have opened cooling centers. Sports and other outdoor events have been canceled, and utilities are bracing for possible power outages due to high demand. Indian officials said Sunday they suspect explosives-laden drones were used to attack an airbase in the disputed region of Kashmir, calling it the first such incident of its kind in India. The region's police director general told the private news channel New Delhi Television that drones with payload were used in both of the blasts. It called the attack an act of terrorism. The two soldiers were lightly wounded in the explosions, according to a military officer. The incident, if proven to have been carried out by anti-India rebels, would mark a major shift in strategy against New Delhi. Rebels have primarily used classic guerrilla tactics such as ambushes, hit-and-run attacks, remote-controlled explosions, and car bombings. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah held a summit with Iraq's president on Sunday. It was the first visit by an Egyptian head of state to Baghdad in 3 decades. Iraq is seeking to move closer to Arab allies of the United States in the Middle East, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan. Sisi is the first Egyptian president to visit Baghdad since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's troops invaded Kuwait in 1990. Relations between Baghdad and Cairo have improved in recent years. Officials from both of the countries have conducted visits with one another. The Jordanian king visited in early 2019 for the first time in 10 years. Sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in Britain. The BBC reported on Sunday that the papers included plans for a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. They also included discussion about the potential Russian reaction to the British warship HMS Defender's travel through the waters off of the Crimea coast last week. BBC said a member of the public who wanted to remain unnamed contacted the agency when they found the documents Tuesday in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defense said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week and an investigation has been launched. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.